After spending decades working in one industry, it can be hard to walk away from it. But former music manager Chip Pei did just that. Pei now sells real estate, but he spent 24 years in the music business first, eventually managing country stars like Ricky Skaggs and Alan Jackson. He talked to WPLN's Emily Siner at our live taping of Movers and Thinkers about walking away in the prime of a career.
Back when Chip Pei was a student at Vanderbilt, he convinced his parents to let him take a semester off and get a job on Music Row. The industry quickly consumed his life, especially when he later became a personal manager.
You oversee and are in charge of every aspect of the artist, not only their career, but trust me, you get dragged into every aspect of their personal life as well. Yes, I've gotten the phone calls at 3 a.m.
It was stressful, but Chip was good at it. And by 2000, he was managing the career of Alan Jackson, who'd been selling out arenas across North America and was the national spokesman for the Ford F-150 pickup truck. Chip was his guy behind the scenes. But he says something wasn't right.
Well, I was slipping into pretty deep depression and totally burned out after 24 years of nonstop craziness. And I was literally told by my doctors that you're done, and if you don't get out and stop, you're gonna die. And that really was a shock. It scared me to death because that's all I knew.
Is there anything that you miss about being in the business?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. I had a wonderful career that I would not give anything in the world for, and I'm very, very blessed to have had that. But I remember what that felt like in January of 2000, and I'm not going back.
Now in real estate, he uses the same kinds of skills, making deals, keeping clients happy, but this time the stress isn't killing him. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
Listen to an extended interview with Chip and two others who have had to reinvent themselves in the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers. You can find that on podcast.wpln.org or on your favorite podcasting app.